Welcome to the hit radio show, Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted intuitive energy healer. During this show, Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help release that which no longer serves you and to show you another way to live. Is physical pain controlling your life? Do you feel like happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Leave negativity and pain behind. Christy's divine healing gift, her Perspective Reboot process, and her uplifting and unique viewpoints will help set you on that path toward the life you've always dreamed of. Now, here is your host, Christy Borst.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Thanks for joining me today. This show is originally airing at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on Tuesday, May 13th. So thanks for joining me. So I am kind of ready for this to be a really wonderful show. I typically do some preparation for the show, and as I was preparing, different layers of the message came through to me and kind of took me to a whole nother level of understanding. So I'm really excited to share this with you. As I was kind of putting the concept together a couple weeks ago, I had kind of typed up this kind of synopsis that basically, you know, we're viewing our reality through filters. And one of my goals in the show is to help strip away some of those layers and help you know, and that's with capital letters, help you know how truly important, powerful, and whole you are. And we're going to be talking about how we can shape our past, present, and future. And I would like to ask, why not be happy? Why not thrive? Now, if you've listened to me in the past, you know I sometimes refer to life as a 3D game, and that's really kind of how I've come to see it. It's a challenge to be sure, but it can be fun too. And one of the great things I feel about this game is that it's non-competitive. Those who have gone ahead of us to levels ahead are there with their arms outstretched, ready to share the shortcuts and the cheats to help us get to the next level. So I want to kind of start out talking about levels of conscious awareness. And as I was researching this show, I came across a wonderful author and his website. It's Michael Brown, and it's findingthefield.com. And he kind of equates these various levels of kind of creative consciousness, and that's really what we're talking about today, realizing that you're the creator of your life. So he kind of starts off and says there's this basic baseline painful destructive level of creation belief where you don't know that you're the creator. You feel like a victim of circumstance. You blame everything that happens to you on something or someone else, God, the stars, fate, birth, parents, lovers, etc., etc. You feel that you never stood a chance and that you're inherently worthless. Is that you? Well, let's try to get you out of that level. Let's try the next level. It's more evolved. It brings more happiness. You feel that sometimes you're the creator of life. You can influence some events, but mostly external forces are too strong to fight. You blame conditions on something other than yourself. You take some responsibility for what happens to you, but yet you can see that, you know, you maybe can't control everything. Is that you? Well, how about going up to the next level? You see yourself as mostly creator of your life, and you know that you can influence most events, but sometimes external forces are too great. You spend very little time blaming others. You see yourself as worthwhile, but you still see yourself with faults. You realize you have potential, but, you know, you're still not quite there. Is that you? How about trying this level. He calls this level of knowing yourself as creator, the master level of creation belief. And you are entirely the creator of your life. You're part of this great field of consciousness, and that being, this is his, I'm going to quote this, that being which has many adventures, many faces, including yours, you do not see your earth character as you, but as your work of art. Your every thought, attitude, and action is your choice. You are fully responsible not only for your creations, but also for your response to your creations. Your inherent worth and potential are vast. Life is exciting, sometimes surprising, sometimes painful, yet a joyous adventure. Is that you? And he says the irony is that whatever level of conscious belief you hold, your life that you create will prove that you are right. So why not believe that you are creator of everything in your life? If any of that rings true and you'd like to be today's on-air caller for an abbreviated chakra clearing or intuitive healing session, that number is 800-930-2819, and I'll be taking a caller late in the show. So I ask you, though, what if you dare to believe that you're divine, unlimited, and infinite? What if you just surrender to that knowing? What change would that make in your life in this moment? What if the ultimate surrender to this knowing, to this trusting, is all it takes to be happy? When I was preparing for this show, I came across an old daily word I had, and the word of the day, or the quote of the day, was, "All I seek is right here where I am." And the lesson was taken from Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. Then he said, "Come no closer, remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." The message talked about how you can talk to God on any ground, and that makes it sacred. But I feel that that disconnects you from God, Source, all that is. I feel the land is holy because you have the creator powers in every moment to guide your destiny, to guide how you're going to perceive your life. We're going to need to take a break for a station, and when we come back, I'm going to give you an example that I think will help help you see how you can change your experience of life in just an instant. You're listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Thanks for joining me, and come right back. Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Thanks for joining me today. I'm going to repeat the call-in number if you're interested in an abbreviated chakra clearing or intuitive healing session. If you're having physical pain, emotional pain, or just feeling kind of stuck where you're at. So I want to kind of give you an example about being able to kind of change what level of creator consciousness you're on in a moment's notice. But first I want to kind of say that emotions really are important, and in the work that I do, I find that there's such a great connection between the emotions that we experience and the condition of our physical body and our happiness. So it's important when we can to kind of alter our perspective and alter our thinking so that we can put ourselves in a happier frame of reference. Now, in prior shows, I've mentioned that I haven't been kind of connected with this ability to help people so profoundly for very long. It was the beginning of 2013. And when I started healing people, I really thought others would embrace it, particularly my friends and family members, those people who, you know, I love the most and feel love me. What kind of happened, though, was some people just kind of like ignored the whole thing, or, you know, kind of denied it was happening, or others, you know, kind of asked my husband if I was crazy. So, you know, think about that. And I'd ask you, like, how do you think that that perspective made me feel? I can tell you it's tempting to stay in that space, but I don't like it, and I recognize that I have a choice. I could agree with any of them, and I can agree with all of them. What is best for me and for my highest good is kind of realizing that I have this inner strength. I know who I am. I know what I am. And I realize that they are neither more important than me nor less important than me. I can just allow it. I surrender. But I choose not to feel angry, hurt, abandoned, because I realize that their reaction is probably not even about me. I see that I have a choice, and I choose to focus on the people that I have, am, and will help through their problems. I can focus on the friends who, when I told them about this healing resonance gift, has said, you know, I'm really not surprised. You've always been that person. And I can focus on the new friends who have and can continue to come into my life. How do you think that perspective makes me feel? There's always a choice. And which reality would you choose? Think about this, and think about how you can apply this example to your own life. In the past, I may have played a mental game with myself, trying to figure out why they're acting that way, but I realized that that's arrogant on my part. I also realize it's not serving my highest good, and I can just know there's a reason for it and trust that it is what it is, and most importantly, I release that it's about me. And I'm going to say that again. I release that it's about me. I can keep myself from living in that space. I can feel it, and I can decide that I don't want to stay there. Imagine how much more time I have to be happy when I'm spending my time focusing on the things and the people that support me. Now, from Michael Brown's book that I mentioned briefly in the beginning, he equates this whole 3D game to a highway. And he says, before birth, you choose the highway. During life, you choose the lanes. There's one highway, but there's a million lanes. Your highway is fixed in certain parameters, such as your parents, your country, your skin color, etc., and also with some preset milestones, perhaps a particular partner, a devastating illness, a great fortune. And you choose the lanes every second of your waking life. Think about that. In each second, you have a choice of how you're going to react to things, how you're going to see yourself. If something hasn't been working for you in the past, then you have the creator ability in this moment to change the way you're viewing it. Now, I understand that for some, letting go of emotions isn't just the case of saying, I release that. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm bringing this gift forth. If you'd like to learn more about my energy sessions, my website is healingresonance.us, and the phone number is 401-466-4901. Now, I love this quote by Gandhi. Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever. There's a lot more time to be happy when you're focused on the positive. We are taught to see that fears keep us safe, but that's a lie. Fears keep us small. They keep us not feeling. They keep us from loving more deeply. And I believe most importantly, they keep us from knowing our true potential, our divinity, and our creator ability. So you might say, what about, you know, and when I'm stuck on a past event, what about worrying about a future event? Well, you have a choice. How do you have a choice to change the past? Well, I really like examples, and I'm going to give you another example from my life. And this is a lesson that has continued to unfold for me. It happened more than 50 years ago, and it involved my maternal grandmother, who passed away about 20 years ago. when I was a very young child, she had some guests over, and she was babysitting my brother and I. And when it was time to go to bed, she wanted me to say goodnight to her friends, and I would not. And she got really angry, and she ended up spanking me in front of the company. And many years later, as an adult, I said to her one day, you know, Grandma, I still remember the time, and I, you know, recounted what had happened. And she was shocked. She said to me, Christy, of all the fun times we've had, I can't remember that you believe that one. And for many years, I kind of had the attitude of, well, of course I did. But now I'm saying, I'm not going to put so much focus on that. I'm kind of saying no, that doesn't have to be as powerful a memory as it has been. I'm going to choose to remember the happy memories that I had with her just as powerfully, if not more powerfully, than that one. And I think about what an incredible lesson that was. And who knows what lessons she received from that. For example, knowing that the fun things we had done together weren't on the top of my list, I'm sure she probably experienced some healing from that. And then today, as I was preparing for this, I started thinking, you know, what if that lesson was there even for me to talk about today? I mean, honestly, I wouldn't doubt it, because life is such a miracle when you're open to seeing things, seeing these lessons. Now, what about, from my grandmother's perspective, what about mistakes? What about regrets? What if these lessons are supposed to happen to get you to a point when you can move past them? What if they happen so that you can grow and stretch past them? If you make a mistake, ask yourself, what would make it better? What lane change on your highway is going to get you back on course? Is it to ask for forgiveness? Is it to forgive another? Or is it just having compassion for yourself? When you can stop living in regret and realize that there's some sort of gift there, again, going back to the Gandhi quote, live as if you are going to, you know, die tomorrow and learn as if you're going to live forever. Try to see the big picture here. In my example, I made a conscious decision to see that childhood memory from a different perspective. I can see that I was withholding love from my grandmother's guests. I can see that now. It was a 5-minute segment in years worth of loving experiences, and I won't let it define our relationship, and I can't let it define her, and it's definitely not going to define me. However, it certainly shaped both of us. So what if you dare to believe that you are divine, unlimited, and infinite? What if you just surrender to that knowing? How could it change your life in this one moment? If you'd like to call in for an intuitive mini session with me later in the show, that number is 800-930-2819. I will also mention again my website, which is healingresonance.us. When we come back, we're going to talk about worry and worrying about the future. And I'd like to suggest that you stop worrying about the future unless you want that future. You're listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, and we're going to take a break for the news and some other information. Thank you. Hi, welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. And today the topic is exceptional living, exceptional you, and choosing to respond to life with love. Before the break, I mentioned that we're going to be talking about releasing worry. It's kind of the other part of either living in the past or living in the future and kind of missing the now. I really would love to work with someone later in the show. It's kind of a commitment I've made in these shows to offer free support to someone. That number is 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819. The really awesome thing about being able to work with people online is that, or on air, is that as other people listen and are in similar situations, even if they listen to the show weeks or months from the original airing, they receive the energetic benefit from that little session. So I'd like to start off this segment talking about a story from the Sioux Indians. And I'm going to paraphrase it a bit for the sake of time, but basically there's a young boy and his grandfather sitting by the fire outside the teepee, and they're wrapped in fur, and they're kind of gazing at the leaping flames. In the distance, a wolf howls at the moon, and another answers from farther away. The old man removes a pipe from his mouth and says, "Grandson, there are two wolves inside of you. One is white and the other is black. What are they doing, Grandfather?" asks the boy. "They are fighting with each other," says the old man. The boy thinks about this and says, "Why are they white and black?" Grandfather answers, "The white one is your love, your peace, your truth. The black one is your fear, your anger, and your lies." The fire crackles and a wolf howls again. The old man puffs contentedly on his pipe. Finally, the boy says, "Which one will win, Grandfather?" "Ah," the old man says, "the one that wins is the one that you feed. So seed your future with what you want. When you can be as specific as possible, you will be more apt to get it." I love the analogy I read somewhere about someone, you know, talking about kind of manifesting and how to think about their future. And they started talking about this sports car that they wanted. And they wanted it to be a 5-speed, and they wanted it to have mag wheels, and they wanted it to have a white top, but they didn't want it to be lime green. Now, as I was saying that, didn't you picture a green car as soon as I said lime green? So you have to be careful that you're not thinking about and worrying about the things that you don't want, because you're basically giving those energy. I also find that in sessions with people, sometimes someone will say to me, "Well, you know, my mother had this, or my grandmother had it, or my, you know, somebody genetically had it," and they're worrying that they're going to have that illness. Well, what if you're the one who is the one to heal that illness by figuring out what its message is, what its lesson is, what pain it's tied to that you can release through work like this? Now, if you're not a visual thinker, what about a real-life vision board? Get cardboard, magazines, glue, marker, etc. Be your child self and dare to color outside the lines. I can remember watching an HGTV show one time on, you know, Homes of the Famous, and it was actually a man, and I, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't remember who it was, who was retelling how, you know, he was showing his gorgeous house and how years earlier he had made a vision board and had, you know, focused on it for a while, and then he moved and he packed it away, and he ended up moving to this newer house. He kind of had made it in life, and stuff had gone well for him. And as he was unpacking, his son came across his vision board, and it was the actual house that he was living in that was on his vision board. I mean, that's amazing. So never say never. This is a quote from Michael Jordan. Never say never, because limits like fears are just an illusion. So if your fears are not real until you give them energy, imagine how happy you'd be if you give your energy to your hopes and your dreams, and how much more clearly you'd hear the nudgings that are telling you to change lanes. I'm going to mention the 800 number again for a mini chakra clearing or abbreviated intuitive healing session. It's 800-930-2819. And if you're interested in private healing sessions, the website is healingresonance.us and 401-466-4901. I'm just going to take a quick sip of water. Let me just mute myself here. So your intent, your choices, and your vibration equal the life that you're going to be presented. And your human free will, for example, whether you choose to experience things from a place of lack or a place of fear or a place of anger, sadness, versus choosing to view things from a space of empowerment, love, happiness, that is your choice in every minute. So be conscious to hear, see, taste, smell, feel, know, with capital letters, know the road signs. Is there something urging you to act? Is a thought or action bringing uneasiness or discomfort? What is asking you to, you know, get more information before you make a decision? Sometimes inaction is the best choice, and because it's telling you not to pursue an option. Trust your own knowing, but you can't trust it until you're quiet enough and ready to hear it, and to know that you're more than just this lifetime and this body, and you're part of this greater source, this greater yearning to learn and grow and be happy. If you ignore your inner voice too long, you may start to feel like you're not at all connected to it. That's something I can help you with, or some, you know, another energy healer that you feel you resonate with. You can change your past, and I kind of showed you an example of that by changing how you perceive it. You can change your future by guiding the way that you're seeing the world and seeing yourself in the world and reacting to the world. You have this amazing ability. I'm going to kind of repeat the daily word message that I read earlier. All I seek is right where I am. Biblical quote. Then he said, come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. In every moment, you have the ability to change your perspective, change your joy, and just imagine how much more time you'll have to be happy when you're not spinning off on past events, not worrying about future events, and just being in the now moment. Now, I had somebody say to me that they never were able to really, like, meditate and could never get into that space. And I do feel for many people that meditation isn't about sitting quietly and focusing on your breath. It's about going to the ocean, or it's being out in nature or of some sorts, or it's being creative, you know, making jewelry or doing painting. But for other people, it is just sitting quietly. And what I find helpful is not to focus on the breath, which really makes you focus on the physical body, but just sit and feel yourself as an energetic being. Try to feel the vibration of yourself. We're going to be going into a break, and I invite you to do this while we're on break. You're listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, and I would love to have somebody call for an intuitive healing session at 800-930-2819. Thank you. Hi, you're listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Thanks for joining me today. So, what if you dare to believe that you are divine, unlimited, and infinite? How would that change your life in this one moment? What if going to the next level of creator consciousness just takes the knowing that in this now moment you have the power to change the way you react to life, the way you feel about things that happen, and the way that you see quote-unquote challenges? I believe that it can change your life immensely, and it can change your life for the better. So I'm going to mention the number for an abbreviated healing session or chakra clearing, and that is 800-930-2819. And I'm offering this on Tuesday, May 13th at the noon show. So if you're listening on the replay, this might not be available to you. My website is healingresonance.us, and the phone number is 401-466-4901. I'm just going to take a little drink, and I see that I do have a caller, so while the studio gets her on the line, I'm going to just take a drink, so excuse me for a second. Hi, Yvonne, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. So the note from the studio says that you're interested in a chakra clearing.
Yes.
Can you tell me why you might feel that's appropriate at this time for you?
I'm going through focusing on prosperity and on abundance in a lot of areas of my life, and I totally believe that there are things in my chakra that need to be cleared in order to help move me to that level, to what I want. I feel that I need to some clearing to help
okay.
me along the way.
Okay, so
I'm
just going to connect in with you. I need to give a kind of disclaimer first, which basically is to acknowledge to you that I am not a licensed physician, chiropractor, or counselor, and that this energy healing work is kind of intended as an augmentation to traditional allopathic medicine. So I have your consent, I'm assuming, to connect in with you, Yvonne.
Yes.
Okay, so I am going to focus from what you said on your base or sacral chakra, which is the center where we tend to have that sense of security and knowing that we, you know, can provide for ourselves. So I'm just going to kind of focus in there first. Now, if you can let me know if you feel the energy either there in that chakra area, you know where that is, right? It's in kind of the base of your spine.
Right.
Or if you feel it anywhere else.
Actually, it's more like in my heart area.
Okay. I'm going to go there next. So can you tell me what you're sensing now?
It's interesting. It's like my whole upper body and my arms have this weird sensation, maybe energy. It's just definitely the sensation in my whole upper body. So like an energy type sensation.
Okay, so I'm just going to go down again to your sacral chakra.
Okay.
Are any thoughts coming to you in terms of like lack or, you know, that anything that maybe is ready to be released?
It feels like some anxiety. Not sure on what level, but it just feels like that's what's, yeah. And that's
where
why
does,
I wanted
where are you feeling that?
It is. It's the sacral area. It's going up to my heart, and it's my arms.
Okay.
I can feel this energy. It doesn't seem to be just all my upper body.
Okay, well, the really fascinating thing about this energy work, Yvonne, is that it continues to work for definitely, you know, hours, sometimes days and even weeks. So just be, you know, open for things to shift. Please drink plenty of water. You're going to find you'll be thirsty, but, you know, even, you know, if you're not thirsty, please drink lots of water. And let me know how you're doing. And I appreciate your calling in because, as I said, when there is a caller on air, it helps other people who are in the same situation.
Yes,
so
well, thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. So I'm just going to recap a little bit about today's show. Realize that your reality is shaped by the biases and filters that are there on perceiving that reality. So when you're able to trust that things are happening for your good, for your growth, for you to kind of move to the next level of this 3D game, you can start to release some of the worries, some of the anxiety, some of the angst about making the right decision or making a mistake. Because if you can see that the things that happen to us are shaping us in every moment, they're helping us to grow, they're helping us to evolve. And I believe that life or decisions that we make are really only mistakes when we fail to recognize the lessons and we repeat them over and over again. I invite you to visit my website, which is healingresonance.us. I actually have several blogs there, one of which is on mistakes. There's also a healing video on mistakes. And feel free to contact me for a extended private session. And I hope you'll join me next week. I'm going to have Lynn Andrews, who's a very gifted shaman, author, and mystic. You're listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you, Yvonne, for calling in. And I hope that if you were kind of on the fence about calling today, you'll call another day.
You've been listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, wisdom, healing, and empowerment. Christy's divine healing gift can help you release physical and emotional pain which no longer serves you. Consider an intuitive energy healing session with Christy. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us, that's healingresonance.us, or call 401-466-4901. Again, that's 401-466-4901. See you next week for Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst.